countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
I guess because we were always involved in it from a very young age, we were always trying to kind of solve our own problems. So always trying to find an easier way to do something or find a simpler way to do something.
This is Jack Cotter, and along with his younger brother, Nick, they've been entrepreneurs since their early teens.
And I guess it was encouraged and we were driven to do it. So having the farm here, we had the tools, we had the equipment, and we were able to play around with things.
Growing up on the family farm just outside Abbeyfeel in County Limerick, Jack and Nick have just established their third enterprise.
We were always encouraged to get involved and get stuck in and give a hand. So the innovation and the entrepreneurship, I feel, was encouraged from there. Dad was an entrepreneur himself. He owned a forestry business for a long time.
Beginning with selling firewood, they also run an organic lamb enterprise and have most recently established the Cotter Crate, an invention aimed at reducing the hardship associated with handling lambs. More on that presently. But first, let's go back to the beginning. And aged 13 and 11, Jack and Nick started their first business.
And Jack one day got this bright idea from being out with a sawmill demo with Dad, and they saw that what they were doing with the lower quality logs was turning them into firewood. And Jack came home and said, Jesus, wouldn't that be an easy way to make a few quid and buy a PlayStation or whatever the hell? And why don't we start it? It seemed very simple. Just get a chainsaw, start cutting away, knocking on doors in local housing estates. Let's do it. Packing knit bags in the evenings after school and knocking on the housing estates of Abbeyfeel and trying to sell it. But it's over the last number of years, it's grown exponentially. We employ 5 people now full time. We're selling nationwide. It's probably been a great springboard for us to enable us to move on to chase bigger ideas, and getting that experience at a young age is just incredible.
We actually put together a questionnaire to basically prove to our parents that there was, I guess, a market there for it. We didn't quite realise it at the time, but what we were actually doing was market research. So actually with the local schools, I would have been in the Clos Juda, August Joseph in Abbeyfeel, and Nick would have been still at the National School at the time. We went into the schools together and we got these questionnaires. We gave them to everybody so that they could take them home to their parents and we could get some information about, you know, what would people buy, what kind of heating appliances they had, how much would they be willing to pay for it, and also give our parents that extra bit of confidence that there may actually be something here. We may actually be able to make something of it. And they saw that enthusiasm and they wanted to drive us on more to continue and pursue it.
Running alongside the firewood business is the organic lamb operation.
You know, we produce about 300 lambs every year for slaughter, and now all of them are sold through this organic lamb business. And what it's really about is getting a super premium price for a super premium product. I mean, instead of getting 95 euros at the time from the abattoir for that lamb, we're now getting 220 euros for a full lamb selling it directly. But it's very much just about it earning the price that we believe it deserves to earn.
And the latest enterprise is the Cotter Crate, an award-winning innovation which had its eureka moment when they were dosing their own lambs.
During that process, we had to separate the ewes and the lambs. And then there was a very time-consuming process of giving a vaccination to every single lamb individually. Mm. Now, you can imagine a lamb is about the size of a puppy and you've got hundreds of these puppies. You end up bent over the whole time, and then you're trying to give a treatment to an animal and then identify that that animal has been treated and separated from the rest of them. So it takes an incredibly long time.
Yeah, so what the Cotter Crate is it's an animal handling and monitoring system that basically takes the backache out of handling lambs. So I suppose it brings the animal up to operator height. We've got two V-shaped walls here, and we move one of them toward the other, and then the floor drops underneath. So we basically hold the lamb in this V-shaped wedge, and then the animal is then immobilized and the farmer can do all the jobs he needs to do. So, you know, half of Irish sheep farmers suffer from lower back pain from all this sheep handling. So there's a health and safety aspect here, certainly. But really, the bigger thing is the labour saving and the time efficiency, because instead of handing lambs in a race and having, you know, trying to do 4 different jobs and have 4 different people doing them, one farmer can be operating the machine with the lamb in front of them and do all these things at the same time. The crate has weigh cells built in, so that'll pick up the weight. And then he's at a lovely ideal height, so there's no bending over the back, there's no stress. And all we're doing then is just leave him off, just pull back the side towards ourselves. That'll drop the lamb back to the floor, and then just put our floor back up into the supporting position.
So it's like a little cradle that you have here. Lamb comes up, walks into it, it's at a perfect height for you to do all you need to do, and you have the software then to get all the information that you need, such as the weight, and that lamb weighed there 39.2 kilos. You're dosed, and off they go out the other side.
Do you know, sure, on the market there are more expensive options where you've got pneumatics going on, but this is all entirely mechanical, so it makes it very affordable as well to the farmer.
So Nick, tell me a little bit more about the software attached to this.
Yeah, so with the software we're solving a different problem, which is anthelmintic resistance. So anthelmintics are these range of drugs that we use in sheep farming to control worms. And over the last decades, due to overuse and misuse, we've got increasing resistance to them, similar to antibiotic resistance in humans. And it's costing about €1 billion of loss, and if we don't solve this problem, it's only going to further deteriorate. The science tells us that 80% of worms are actually only in 20% of the sheep, which kind of, when you read that, you know, the practice in sheep at the moment is that we go in with a wormer once a month and we dose everything. And that kind of tells you that dosing and blanket treating is unnecessary and it's actually harmful. So what we've come up with in our software, and our software is essentially a weighhead that's been built into a mobile phone app. So we're bringing in weight data, but what's also inside in our software is something called the happy factor. So the happy factor is an advanced algorithm that basically determines which lambs will benefit from treatment and which lambs won't. So we look at the animal's weight data, we look at genetics, we look at local weather conditions, and we look at pasture availability and quality out in the field. And from this then, we're able to identify which lambs would and would not benefit from treatment. And the general results have shown that we can reduce the anthelmintic use on the farm by about 40% with no compromise to animal welfare. So clearly the software is correctly identifying which would and would not benefit from treatment.
So Jack, are you in manufacturing now with this?
At the moment, we've just come to the end of our testing and our trials, which have been a resounding success. And we're just in the process now of putting all the finishing touches on our production model. And then, of course, proceeding into trying to figure out how exactly we're going to bring all these crates to market in the coming year.
I think we'll be kept quite occupied now for the next 5 to 10 years, really trying to get this on as many farms as possible and trying to share the benefits that this can deliver to as many farmers as possible.
Listen, congratulations and the very best of luck to both of you in the future, to Jack and to Nick.
Thanks for having us, Damon.
Thank you very much.
Now that's Jack and Nick Cotter, Limerick brothers and entrepreneurs, telling me about their latest venture, the Cotter Crate. You can find out more details about that on www.thecottercrate.com.